Radio Shack out there? Copy on the radio check, Whiskey Jim Echo Alpha 848, clear. WRWB 489, calling station WSHM 738. Copy. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. See, we got a jammer here or something. Yeah, they were doing that earlier this morning. I don't know what's going on, but seems to be unwanted QRM. Yeah, well, go figure. You want to QSY over to the Troy? Yeah, copy that, Mike. I said it looks like the Detroit machine is down. Okay. Yeah, maybe it was coming from there. Well, no, it was just happening here, whatever, you know, somebody keying it up. Not through Detroit side, right? That one's down. Okay. I was going to say, you know, we could always just 2SY over to the Troy. You want? May have to do that, because I'm not sure how this one, how far this one will carry me here. Well, as of right now, you got a little bit of picket fencing in there, but not much. It's still legible. Yeah, I really don't know the coverage of all these things. I haven't studied it that much. This one here does a 40-mile radius on Clemens. So parts of Canada and the rest of, you know, the metro area, well, parts of the metro area here on the east side, it covers.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's not really the strongest thing, right? So I judge how well I'm going to get in by its signal strength, really. It's kind of somewhat of a gauge.
Yeah, copy. Now I was watching the news here, and I guess George Wendt passed away from CHERS.
Oh, yeah, I wonder how old he was. Norm, right?
The magic number, you know, 76.
Bad. The other girl passed away a few years ago, right? You know, I forget her name. The brunette.
Yeah, what was her name? Was it Shelley Long or something? I don't know. I could be wrong.
No. That was a different girl, the blonde. I thought it was Christy Alley?
Yes, Correct. Right. She did pass away. I forgot about her being on this show. Yeah, that was a few years ago. Christy Alley passed away. Well, she's been battling drugs and weight issues for like a long time.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, at some point she was like, what, over 300 pounds? She was, you know, really rough looking in the, early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. I don't know if it's on her blogger, but I just remember hearing she passed away a few years ago. I couldn't tell you when. Not all that long ago. People go through all kinds of time and money and expenditures, and then you got an idiot like this out here.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, things like that can be dragged. You know, it doesn't take much.
All right, well, let the idiot play. I'll catch you later, Mike. I got some things I got to take care of anyway. Try to when I'm driving here, so catch you later. Have a good day at work. We'll give it to the idiot to play. The NSA 738.
All right, there. So to say, yeah, we could just QS way over to Detroit.
Alright, so Scott Hubble and little Eli Sample can do it over there. No thanks. Alright, we'll see you. Have a good morning. WSHM 738.
Alright there, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by. WSTI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSID 817, monitoring.
Morning, 817. Mike, WSID 793.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Well, I'm still half asleep. Working on my first cup, I really wasn't going to key down, so I was fully awake, but I heard you said you pop out this. I figured I'd say hello. Doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just rolled out of bed. I got coffee brewing and got the dogs to go out. And I'm going to do what's called Wet Nose Wednesday this morning. I'm going to go out on the radio, not this radio. I'm going to go out on like WHNN and WIOG with a dog from the shelter to promote it. Hopefully we'll get it adopted soon.
Oh, yeah? What time is that going to be?
I think it's at 8 o'clock. I just started doing these Wet Nose Wednesdays. We took a couple, like 3 weeks ago, we took Edamame, which was one of the puppies from the shelter. Took it on the radio, chit-chatted a little bit. I was a little nervous, but, yeah, we just talked about the dog a little bit on the radio and did a Facebook Live, and before we knew it, it got adopted. So there's this dog at the shelter now named Charlotte that we're going to take this morning, who's, she's pretty dog reactive and pretty uncomfortable in the shelter, and We're trying to get her out of there.
Yeah, roger that. Even 3/4 asleep still, and I gotta tell you, man, I gotta take my hat off to you one more time, man, if I had a hat on. What you're doing is great. Being that, you know, we already been through this, me being a big time dog cat lover, la la la. So, you get your computer ring done there, all the, I heard you the other day, man, you sound like you swan making all kinds of programs and stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I was pretty busy yesterday. I was working on this application called Converge. I don't write it. I'm like an administrator of it at my work. And like engineers don't know how to aren't really computer people. And so the application is called Converge, and the kind of problems that we're trying to solve with it are like battery pack simulations for cars, specifically anti-swelling whenever we drain it fat quickly, the battery cells will swell up, and we're trying to figure out how to cool it properly.
Yeah, Rod. You're talking about the batteries in electric cars?
Yep, copy that. I work at a major vehicle manufacturer in their IT department. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Amazon Web Services, AWS, or Microsoft Azure, but big companies will have basically their own version of their private cloud to do like expensive things on. So instead of running like a little service that people can contact and talk to, we run like a much bigger private service with just banks and banks of servers, and we run simulations.
Yeah, I got to thinking about swelling batteries. That's not an electric car. That's not a good thing. The batteries swell. It can get pretty bad. What are those LiPos or, what's the other ones? I'm still asleep, but. Yeah, swelling batteries, when you said that, I got to thinking that's no good.
Yeah, roger that. It is no good. They can swell up, and then they get compressed, and they'll short out eventually. So, yeah, we're trying to avoid that. That was work, and then after work, I had one of my buddies over, and I cooked up some burgers, and played some video games. I was telling Sherman that I was going to kick my buddy's butt at video games, and the prophecy was fulfilled. We're pretty even, so I won 2 games, he won one. We got a pretty fierce competition going.
Yeah, right. Well, at least you had got away from all that work for a little bit. Kick your buddy's butt at video games. You're running a good day. I would call that a pretty good day there. Are you gonna be on the air at 8:00?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 8:00. I gotta get going here. Lord, station 305 can hear us. She must have turned her radio on. Lori, station WSIH 305, is it 8:00 we go on the radio?
This is WSIH 305, and yes, it's anywhere between 8 a.m. and like 8:15.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah, so between 8 and 8:15, so if you tune in to WHNN, which is 96.1 around here, you should be able to hear us on over the air.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Good morning, Lori, 305. Dave here, WSOZ 793. Yeah, I'm going to do that. What's the IOG gig? When do you do the IOG gig?
Well, last time we didn't go across the on WIOG exactly. We did a Facebook Live with the WIOG with the the people that run that station. But sometimes we go on the air with them. I'm not sure, but definitely WHNN for sure though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think you mentioned that earlier. You must have said that, and you must not have processed in my brain. I'm still working on waking up over here. What's that, what's the station numbers on that one?
I would try dialing into Niner 6.1.
WSTU844, good morning, guys.
Morning, Sherman.
Morning, Sherman. This is WSN.
I put in 96.1 on my radio, and all I got is air noise.
Dave, you're not going to be able to pick it up because they're out of Flint or Saginaw area. You might want to try their streaming. Go to their webpage, and you could probably listen to the off the stream.
Yeah, Roger. I didn't even, like I said, I'm half asleep. I thought he was going to a local station around here. I didn't even think to ask where the place is.
Thanks, Sherman. Yeah, I think I got to get some coffee in me, and let's see, got to get some coffee in me, got to, put some things on or whatever, but yeah, I'm going to meet Lori out at the shelter on 7, and I got to get moving, so I heard Dave call me out, so I want to say good morning and let him know how yesterday went, and how today's gonna go. It's gonna be a bit busy, but I'll be monitoring just about all day.
Yeah, I got 96.1 up on my computer. I'm sure in a podcast I can get it. Hopefully it's a live podcast I can listen. Oh yeah, it says there's a button here that says listen live, so I'm gonna hit it around 8 o'clock and hear you out there, hopefully, anyway. Anyway, good talking to you, my friend. You're sounding good. And all the other stuff, I'm going to try to get myself fully awake. Good morning to you again, Lori, 305, and y'all have yourself a good day there. And Sherman, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm on.
Copy that. This is WSID 817 going back to the monitoring site.
Is this 305? Good morning, dude. And I hope you have a good day. You have to let us know what happens, like how we do on the radio. So have a good day. Talk to you later.
Roger, Roger, Lori. You do the same. I'll let you know how it turns out. And I'm monitoring.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good morning so far. Wishing you all a wonderful day. WSBT 462.
And back to you, 462. I'm still trying to wake up here, so You have yourself a good, hope you're having a good morning too. WSSZ 793 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
Hello, Mikey, back on the air, WSCU 844. I was almost going to say WHNN.
You use somebody else's call letters, I'm telling the FCC.
So how are you doing for guys, a little foggy up there?
Well, it's more than a little foggy right now. It's very foggy. I mean, I'm trying to hold my head up. I've been taking big gulps of coffee, trying to, you know, get stuff going fast. But it, you know, my body says, "Nah, man, you need another cup." So I'm gonna just come go find me another one. What's up? You on your way to work?
Joe, Rob, Joe. Yep.
It's a little rough, though. You're a little rough. I could just pick out what you're saying, but I know once you cross 69, I think you said you're at 69 to 53. I think once you cross 69, that's when you start coming in a lot better there, okay?
Downtown Elmont. Yeah, there's a lot of popcorn right now.
Yeah, but I can tell you're starting to get better.
Roger, roger. Have you ever streamed live on a radio station or anything like that on the internet?
Yeah, I brought up the website, WSHM or whatever it is. And I hit the live stream button, and it started live streaming. So I have it down here minimized, and around, I don't know, 10 minutes later or so, I'm going to bring it up and hit live stream.
I copy right now. Yeah, they play copy. Right now, Michael Jackson.
When I brought it up, they were going to commercial. So I stopped it and I brought the, like I said, I minimized the page. All I have to do is click on the taskbar, bring it up, hit live stream, and, you know, I should be good to go.
Joe, Rob, Joe, yep. Yeah, I'll bring it up on the phone. I misplaced my earbuds. I don't know what the heck I did with them. I have a nice set of earbuds, so I don't know what I did with them. The rest of the world is going to have to listen to it while I'm working.
Well, it's for a good cause. I don't think anybody's going to complain. Anybody who complains, well, you know, I got to watch it because I'm still fogging. I don't want to say anything out here I shouldn't be saying, so. But it's for a good cause, man. It's worth listening to.
Roger, yeah, you don't want a red flag. I've got a couple of those.
That reminds me, how's that old pup working out for you?
She's doing great, man. Kelly left her in her cage for about 3-4 hours yesterday because she had to come down in our old neighborhood to get her hair done, but yeah, she did great. She was afraid that the dog was going to escape or chew up her bed, but no, she was great.
That's what I thought. I told you that before from experience. When they're that young, you got to teach them or else they're going to chew and try to tunnel under the fence outside and whatever have you. You know, Lucky's still a pup, is easily teachable. You just, you know how it works. Yeah, see, and then life starts getting easier and easier with it.
Roger, WSU-8, we got a bolt on the fence, and it's the best one we could get. So, Kelly's going to get back with the guy, and hopefully we'll have a fence up by the end of the month.
Oh, that's cool, man. WSFZ-793-ID. That's cool then, man. I know the dog's gonna like that. Cause I'm, you know, at that age, man, they're still full of pee and vinegar and, run up there, man, and run like hell and can, exercise or whatever you want to call it. Them pups love to run. And, that'll be great.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it should be, maybe a 30 by 40 area, maybe a little less. But, good enough for her to run around, do her duty. We'll have a couple gates where I can get in there with the tractor and mow around it and vice versa.
That's what popped into my mind, I was going to tell you. When you make the gates, you're probably going to want to make sure you make them wide enough where you can get the mower in. Or the tractor, in your case, the tractor, yeah, you had a, it'd be kind of a bummer, you build it up, and then all of a sudden you didn't think about the width of the gate to get the mower through, and you have to go out and buy yourself a hand mower or something, but, yeah, that'll be great, I'm telling you, man, the pup's gonna love it.
Yeah, copy that. No, Kelly already thought about that, but yeah, we gotta push mower up at the cottage if we need it, but, yeah, it'll be all good.
Yeah, you're going to need a weed whacker for sure. We're getting around the outside and the inside along the fences there. But if you're the kind of person who likes to keep things nice and neat. But that aside, that's a pretty good run. That should be that's pretty big. That's pretty big for that dog. I know that dog's going to love it.
Yep. Yeah, I already got an electric weed whacker battery operated, but the batteries aren't any good, but it still works for the cord, so that's what I do. I got a nice long cord that goes all the way around the house and half the property.
Yeah, we got a battery weed whacker over here at Roy Oldie. It ain't for nothing. If you're trying to trim the grass along the edge or something, okay, but if you try to knock down the heavy stuff along the house and fence and stuff, it just doesn't do it, man. Gotta go back in the garage and grab the gas one and get busy there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, mine's the same brand, but, that's a good one. It's just, have a hard time keeping, weed whip, the whip in it, that's all, but, I think I got it this time.
Yeah, in the beginning, that was the same with us. The string didn't want to stay in there. I got it all figured out, and then, I drilled out the hole a little bit, and I tried putting some 80 gauge in it, and that it wasn't having it. that thing didn't like the 80 gauge.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm using 65 gauge, I think, something like that. I was using the 80 something gauge, and it kept on coming out. But I think I got it going now.
Yeah, Roger. Well, we have a home light here, gas-powered one. Had it for years. Still starts, runs, and everything. So, like, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the heavy-duty stuff, because we have a dog run out there, too. But it's just, it's not very big, but then again, the dogs ain't very big either. And you got to get in there every now and then and, you know, get around the air conditioner and everything and stuff. And that's where the gas one comes in, because that electric one ain't going to do it.
Yeah, roger. And you want to take it down to 575 so we don't tie up this repeater?
Yeah, that's a thought. Yeah, because I was thinking, I was just thinking that too. I thought about exiting because I don't want to take up the repeater. Yeah, let's go.
Joe, WFGU 844, we're clear and going down.
VSFZ 793 and I'm moving.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 for a radio check.
Copy that, man. This is WSBM 817. You hear that music?
Morning, 817. WSBM 993, we got somebody playing around again.
Copy that. I gotta get going here, so I'm not even gonna be listening to it for a few hours. But I wish you a good day. So hopefully you have a good morning. I'm having a good morning, but I gotta run out the door here in a minute.
Roger that, 817. You take care. Have yourself a good day. Also, we'll definitely do it again. WSBM 993 clear, monitoring. Something you were going to be at, WHNN?
Yeah, I
was telling Sherman and Dave about Wet Nose Wednesday. It's where we're going to, Station 305 and I are going to be on WHNN 96.1 to talk about a dog if you want to tune into it.
Did you hear that? That's on Wednesday, so that's today, correct?
Copy that. It's today. It's today between 8 and 8:15. We're going to be on the radio.
Roger that. I'll try to tune in if I can between 8 and 8:15. I'll try to tune in if I'm available. Sounds good. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, have a good one, Chad. WSID 817, closing.
WSBM 993, how are you, Chuck?
Good, Chad. I was waiting. I was going to contact you, but I was waiting to see if I had a transmission because it was like somebody's button was stuck.
Roger that. Here, are you going back over there today to do that again, or you're not doing it today?
Negative. It's too rainy. If I get a window, I might be over.
You're right. I hear you there for sure, definitely. How's your morning going this morning? You and your mom and everything, how's things going?
She's still sleeping, but my morning's going good. I went over and checked on it, and it looks good over there. And I just didn't even need to get out of the truck. I just looked out the window, you know.
I copy that. I hear you. Yeah, it was a pretty nice job you were doing on it over there. It looked like you were doing a pretty good job with it. It looked really nice. The work looked really, really, really good.
Yeah, thanks. How's your morning going?
Oh, just doing my morning pickup this morning, picking my friend up and her son, taking her son to school and picking her up so she can go run some errands and stuff. Her car's down right now, so picking her up and that and drinking my coffee and kind of just getting the morning started, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. It was nice that you stopped by. I was glad to meet you in person. That was kind of nice.
Definitely, absolutely. I'm glad I did also, for sure, most definitely. WSID 817, Mike. I think you may have talked to him before. Around 8:15 this morning, he's going to be on the radio, on the regular radio, AM-FM radio, 96.1. He was some live thing on the radio announcement for something to do with where he works at, with the dogs or something that he takes care of or something, this morning on the radio. Just thought I'd throw it in there.
Yeah, copy that. I had my radio with me when I went to look at that little project, and I heard him talking about it, but I tried to transmit, and I couldn't. Nobody responded, so I don't know if I don't know what's going on with my little handheld, or it was just the area I was in.
Copy that, I hear ya. Yep, so don't really have too much plan then today, or you got a pretty busy day ahead of yourself?
No, I'm just going to be here with Mom today, I think. It doesn't look like it's going to be too good of a day to get outside, so I'll just hang around inside.
I copy that. Yeah, I don't know. I think we kind of got enough rain for a while now. I think this rain needs to die down some or whatever. I think it's rained enough now for a while, in my opinion. But I don't know. Maybe we need more rain. I don't know. But yeah, because those lawns, I'll tell you, the lawns sure do grow quick when it's raining like this.
Yeah, copy that. Two times a week.
Definitely. WSBM 993 for radio ID. You don't have like a garden or anything at all, do you? Do you have like a garden at all, or you don't do one?
No, I don't do a garden. I'd like to, but I don't have the time for it.
I copy that. All right, Chuck. Well, sounds good, man. You take care and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sure we'll definitely talk again sometime today, again. But until then, man, it's been a pleasure. And have a good day, a good morning, and safe travels if you do happen to get out there on the road. And we'll definitely do it again, my friend. But you take care, and we'll definitely talk again soon. WSBM 993 Mobile. We'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. You too. Have a nice day, and be safe out there, because I know you travel more than I do. But it's WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793, back monitoring.
This is WSAA 336. Got a copy?
Good morning, 336. Chuck, what's happening, my friend?
Not a whole bunch. How about you?
No, not a whole lot. Was just up on Detroit, talking to, boy, is my brain fogged up that bad? I can't remember Sherman's name. Was up there talking to Sherman on his way into work, and then that's about all the action. Then I came back down here to monitor, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Hey, I wanted to ask you, I've been meaning to ask you, and I keep forgetting. I thought I overheard you and another guy, I thought it was maybe 202, talking about masonry.
Yeah, Roger that. I used to work masonry quite a few years ago, in the 80s, I think, late 80s. I had a friend who had a outfit, and he hired me, and basically, my basic job was just mixing, running the cement mixer and a few other things. 202 would be the one, I believe you'd want to talk about any specifics there, okay?
I gotcha. Yeah, I was just curious because I'm a mason. I've been laying block and brick and stone since 92. And I thought that was kind of interesting, but I just I kept forgetting to ask you about it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, it was my friend and his dad's outfit. They've been his dad and his grandpa and everything have been masoners, I think the word is, many years. And then, you know, when he got old enough, when my friend got old enough, his dad pulled them in and he learned a lot and stuff, and then he pulled me in. And, well, along with mixing the cement, I mean, I did lay brick. I did do brick work and stuff, and he showed me how much to lay on the brick and make sure, you know, that it's an inch high or quarter inch high, whatever, all that. But I had fun. I had fun doing it. We were doing houses in Grosse Pointe, which is a rich area of Detroit. And we did, you know, veneer work and stuff, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting work, and then you can go back and look at the places you've been, and you can say, yeah, I did that. It's a pretty good sense of accomplishment.
Now, the funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's funny, but yeah, you got that. There was a store we had to do it was like a party store or something, and some lady, I guess, pulled up and didn't take it out of gear, reverse or something, and put the back of the car through the veneer into the store. And we had to redo that whole veneer in the front. And there was a part where I was laying the brick, and the brick sometimes has sharp edges. And I was helping laying the brick, and I cut my thumb bad. Well, not bad, but cut it enough that it bled all over the brick. And after we got done, I told him, I said, well, I've got to clean this blood up. He goes, no, leave it there. He said, it's a sign of your work, you know, leave it there. So every now and then we used to go over there and go up in there. I'd have people with me, and we'd go by that store, and I'd have to pull in and look and see if my blood's still on the brick.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, we did a couple of them. This guy that I started with, yeah, he had a masonry company out of Bridgeport, and a mutual friend of ours got me in with him laboring because I was out of work, and so I labored for 6 months, and then he told me to go buy a trowel. He said, go buy a trowel, and then I'll teach you, you know. So within, I don't know, a couple of months, I was laying block, and it's, yeah, from there on, I went into the union for a while, and then in and out of that, and then now I got my own business. So yeah, it's enjoyable.
Well, I forgot to mention, because I was 2 years in on the job. About a half a year in, the first half year in, see, him and his dad put in bids for the city, Detroit. And his dad got the bid. His dad won the bid. So his dad left to go work for the city. So that left my friend and me. And my friend kept it going. So it was me and him doing the work after all that. You know, I don't know if he was a funny guy. You ever heard of, do you remember a magazine by Time called Time Life Do It Yourself?
Vaguely.
Well, for a while, I think in the 70s and 80s, Time Life had magazines that you could get called Time Life Do It Yourself, and you go through it and it tells you how to lay brick, you know, how to fix your veneer, you know, plus other things, how to fix your lawnmower, la la la, yada yada. Anyway, anybody that he got the call, my friend gets the call from somebody who tried to put up their own whatever, chimney or whatever, and it all went to hell. He called it the Time Life job. I'd get in the truck and he'd tell me, he'd say, yeah, we got a Time Life job up here we got to take care of, where the owner tried to brick it or, you know, do his own brickwork or whatever and screwed it all up. So he used to call them Time Life jobs.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's kind of like Popular Science or whatever that was. They had kind of the same thing, or I don't know. There was another thing out too. It was like a handyman thing, you know, and they'd have stuff in there like that. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that'd like to do it, but they just can't. I know there's some things I can't do, and I just stay away from it.
Yeah, well, like in, down here in Warren, 9 Mile and, Van Dyke, they cleared up a corner, tore down all the building stuff, and it was just a empty lot on the corner. They were going to put up a Burger King, and he got the job to do the brick, block work. And we went and we did the block work. Every time I see that Burger King, I got to point and say, you know, we did that block work on that right there. You know, he, it was a hell of a job. I mean, a lot of block, but we did it and got it done. But he did all the, when it came to bricks, it was okay. I knew how to trowel, you know, throw, I knew how much, to butter the brick and how much to put on, you know, I forgot what you call the wood you tuck point, you know, that section, you know, how high it's supposed to be, make sure the bricks are even, la, la, la. But when it came to block, no, he did it. He had to do it because, you know, I guess it's, I don't know. It's been so long. But like I said, it was fun. Then he won the contract for the city to do the manholes, the brickwork in the old manholes and stuff. And that was the end of that.
Yeah, roger that. I know people that can lay brick and not block, and I know people that can lay block and not brick. It's crazy. But if that's all you do, you know, I mean, if you just never did it before, then it's a learning curve again, you know.
After that, this guy I'm talking about, my friend Danny, when I say Danny, that's who I'm referring to. He's back doing jobs himself. He's back in business. He works for himself, chimneys mostly and stuff. But yeah, he was the best there is. I mean, he could do both brick, block. He knew everything. He knew, and he made sure too. He didn't do no lazy job. I mean, you know, everything had to be right, correct. You know, he never had a complaint. Never got, you know what I'm saying? Never got any complaints about his work or nothing. And he lived in this house. Obviously, he had his own house. And in the backyard, he got a whole bunch of block together, and he built this barbecue. And I mean, this thing was the size of a castle almost. I mean, he did such a beautiful job. He built a beautiful barbecue in the back out of these big block and everything, and really sweet. And he knew what he was doing. He could do both block work, masonry work, brick work, veneer. You know, he could build you a chimney if you wanted it. You know, he was really meticulous. I accidentally let go a little bit. The cement had to be a certain way, you know. If he'd tell me, he'd say, no, more sand, you got to thicken it up, you know, or something. Knew what he was doing.
This is WSAA 336 for Radio ID. Yeah, I hear you, man. Mortar is, you know, you got to have it just right. I mean, it's like some guys can do it, some guys can. And when I first started tending, man, I tell you what, I got yelled at if it was too sticky, yelled at if it's too sandy. It's falling off my trowel, you know, yada, yada. And, yeah, it was, I got yelled at a lot, I tell you that.
Well, that's how I started, mixing the mortar and then sending it off. It didn't take me long, though, to get it right. I didn't get yelled at, you know, but, of course, I would get reprimanded a little bit because the stuff was too watery or too hard. But he knew exactly what the mix was for the right mortar and for the right consistency. And he showed me this much, you know, put this much, these two shovel scoops in, okay, now get the water in there and pour the bags in. And I got it. You know, it didn't take very long. A couple of reprimands, and I ended up, I knew how to mix the mortar, and he'd be up on top of the roof or something, and I'd hear him go, mortar here! And I'd yell out, mortar up! And we always used to do that. Mortar here! Mortar up!
Yeah, copy that. I was just working with some grumpy old men, you know what I mean? They just, it was their sport, making it rough on the laborers.
One on the main board. I need some over here.
Yeah, well, his dad liked me, too. His dad, he was really cool. We'd stop at his house after work, and he'd bring us a beer, and me and him would sit and talk and stuff. I don't know what Danny was doing, but like I said, it was good times. So, yeah, mortar here. Danny yell out, mortar here. I yell out, mortar coming up. Mortar up. You know, he'd say, hurry up. You know, you got to do it. In other words, I had to keep mortar going, you know. As soon as it starts getting really low in the mixer, hurry up and throw some more in there and get it. Got to keep it going, man. Can't wait for the, you know, can't run out of the mixer, and then they got to wait for me to mix more. You know, I had to kind of keep it going there. But I did pretty good, I guess. He never complained. You know, just like I said, the first couple times I mixed it, he told me, no, not like that. You're putting too much water in it, or... You know, you put this much water in and this much, you know, and get it right. And then he'd show me, grab a trowel full from the mixer and go, and he tipped the trowel and he goes, this is how it's supposed to be, man. So I kept the trowel with me and checked it before I send it up.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Big copy on that one. Same here. If it stuck to the trowel, it was good. If it fell off, it was too sandy.
Yeah, exactly. WSOZ 793 for ID purposes. Long-winded WSOZ 793. Yeah, those were the good days, man. Those were the good old days. I really liked that job. He used to pick me up in the morning in his big old truck, and he'd say, well, we got a time life one today. Oh, we do, yeah. We got to go over here. Guy tried to, I don't know. I haven't looked at the job yet. We got to go see. And, yeah, we go over there, and it'd be a mess. Bricks laying all over the ground and dried mortar, and whoever tried to brick whatever up, it all fell off. And you know, so we have to knock off. We'd have to go in and knock off all he did, you know, knock the bricks out and everything and start over.
Yeah, I hear you, roger that. Yeah, I worked for this guy, this builder, Indian Metals, down in Flint. And I don't know, I bricked like 20 houses in there. And every once in a while, he'd get a bug up his rear end, and he'd fire me. And then he'd hire somebody. And then pretty soon, I'd get a call, and, hey, you want to come down and have a talk with me? And I'd say, yeah, sure, I'll come down there, you know. And he was just anal that way, you know. I don't understand him, but anyway. So anyway, I'd go back down there, and we'd have a talk, and he'd hire me back. And one time he hired, I don't know who they were, and anyway, it looked like somebody got up on the scaffold and just dumped a wheelbarrow full of mud right down.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I've seen that too. If you're still listening, I don't know. Did your battery die on you?
No, I don't know what happened. Yeah, so anyway, he says, he told the guys, he said, well, you got to clean that mess up. And they said, no, we don't wash brick.
Well, that, if we did a veneer job, that was must with us. Any veneer job or chimney job or brick job we did. But then again, we didn't, you know, even when I bricked, he was proud of me because I didn't leave a whole bunch of mortar running down the, you know, I didn't leave any mortar, in fact, I don't think, running down. There'd be little bits and pieces, you know, when you're flying with the trowel, but I mean nothing major. And then, after we'd get done, it was, you know, he'd insist, you know, he'd get the power washer, and we'd have these long brushes. We had these brushes that, you know, you can keep screwing the handles on and make them taller, you know, higher and higher. You know, every job got washed. That was the last thing we did. We'd wash all the pieces off the brick, and things looked like new when we're done. That was cool.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you got to wash most brick, but there are some that have like a sandy face on them that you can get away with, you know, just knocking off some goobers and hitting it quick. But for the most part, and then there's some, you know how it is, Dave, if you've done it, man, it's like some of that brick is so hard to clean.
I'm not sure if you, what you meant by the sandy one, if you mean the same one I'm thinking of that was hard to clean. They were they weren't red, they were like a beige color, and they had ridges all the way around them, all four sides had ridges. And those were hard to clean, you know. Tried to be, if I was bricking them, if I was laying them, I mean, I tried to be super careful not to get a bunch on them, because those were really hard to clean. But the red brick, like I said, the veneer, you know, a little bit of power washing and a couple scrubs with the brush, and everything was clean.
Yeah, that's called a wire finish. And what they do is when they process them brick, they have like a, you know, a row of them before they run into the furnace, and they run a like a wire, and it just makes that look, you know. And then there's another one that's they refer to it as a carpet, and what they do is they run the wire over it first, and then they'd run a roller over the top of it to give it that look. But yeah, them are the worst to clean. But no, I was talking about, there's some red brick that, I mean, it is impossible to clean them. We spent, I can't remember where the job was, but man, we spent like 3 weeks trying to wash this job.
Well, that might have been possible too when I was working with Danny, because I can't remember everything. I remember, you know, things, whatever I can remember. We're going back to the, you know, 82 or something, you know. I'm not no spring chicken no more. And the old memory doesn't work like it used to. We've probably been into that situation too, but even in that situation, if there was a situation, you know, no leaving the job until that stuff looked good. He was really insistent on that. Not only that, but cleaning up everything and loading the truck, man. You know, the house that we worked at made sure that the, you know, there was nothing in the grass, there was nothing, you know, you'd rake if you'd have to. You know, we'd leave the place looking like nobody's ever been there except for the new brick up on the side. I'm just using veneer as an example. But no matter where we worked, you know, it wasn't just put everything in the truck and sweep the excess sand and stuff off the backyard cement. I mean, you had to go through and clean everything up and make it, you know, put it back the way it was there, Raji.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it sounds like he was not one of these fly-by-the-night, by-the-seat-of-your-pants type outfits. That's good to know.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. That's the way he was. He probably still is, too. I don't really talk to him much. He gets a hold of me through Facebook once in a while, but he's, like I said, he's back on his own. I think it's mostly chimneys he does. He gets calls for chimneys and stuff, and but, the cleaning up part was, I didn't really care for, you know. I mean, he was meticulous, you know. If it was even a little piece of rock laying on the cement, pick that up, man. Get that up out of there. Or anything, you know. Because, you know, it can get a little messy. You know, like I said, veneer work, it can get a little messy. You're going to have sand and dirt on the, you know, next to the mixer. And, you know, you're going to have some spill of cement out, a little bit out of the mixer here and there. And things like that, but he made sure all that was taken care of. And then cleaning the mixer, you know, made sure the mixer was clean and done before we loaded it up. And, you know, but like I said, it was, I had a good time, man. I didn't care for the cleanup. I didn't mind doing the brick, cleaning the brick, you know, but I'm talking about just general cleanup, man, make the place look brand new again, practically. But it was fun.
this is WSAA 336 for radio ID. Yeah, I hear you, Dave. It's actually, you know, it's rewarding. I mean, it's a really good trade, you know. But, yeah, there's easier jobs out there for sure.
Yeah, WSFZ 793 ID. I think I already did that, but we'll do it again. Yeah, I wanted to, there was a point where I wanted to start getting into it. We talked about him training me and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Because I told him I like this job, you know, I do. It's a little hard, but it's not, you know, I just, like you said, I like after we get done and everything's clean, you know, you stand in, you look in, you think, wow, man, we did that. That looks great. And he talked about getting me into the trade, but then once he got hit by Detroit, once Detroit sent him the bid, you know, that he got the bid, well, then that was the end of everything there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. You're gonna check out 96.1 for that. 817 is gonna be on there.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you reminded me. I got the page minimized on my computer. I just got to bring it up and click live broadcast. Yeah, it's almost that time. I think I'm gonna go ahead and get off here and bring this up and listen in and wait for him to pop in there. He wanted, Lori asked me to let her know how it went and stuff, and I said, yeah, I would. So you gonna check it out?
Yeah, for sure. I've been talking with 817. I don't know who Lori is, but I'm gonna listen in and see what it's all about. I think it's at the Saginaw County building there. They just built it. I don't know. You know how those projects are. They always go over budget. They got this great big fancy building there, but whatever. Yeah, it's going to be over there. It's going to be good. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to go ahead and get on here and get out of here and get on there. And Lori's a friend of his. She's a newbie, WSIH 305. When I first started talking to Mike, when I first met him on the radio, she had a handheld, and she was going under his number, and he wanted to learn about DMRS and stuff, and now she's got her own. She has her own number. She just doesn't get out here like Mike or anything, you know, but she's a newbie, so I met them both at the same time. She was on here this morning, and she told me, she asked me, she said, let us know how it went. And I told her, all right, I will. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go ahead on the side and turn on the thing and get a listen in there. We'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good, too. You're sounding really good. No noise, no nothing. All quieting. Working really good. We'll catch you in a minute, my friend. WSSV 793. I'm going to be monitoring.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. WSAA 336, and I'll be clear.
WSHW 556, monitoring.
556, good morning. This is WIWR 357 in Macomb County.
Yeah, good morning, right back to you. You're sounding crystal clear.
Yeah, same to you. How are you doing this morning? Feel like I was going to wake up and not, you know, be able to get to work because of all this rain. I like, it's going to flood or something because it feel like it rained all night.
Yeah, I just got to work, so. And yeah, it has been raining, I think, majority of the night, and it's supposed to rain all day where I'm at, so.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. When I started driving by the usual areas that flood, They didn't look bad at all. So it's been a light one, but I tell you what, I'm ready for that warmer weather again. We got in the 80s there a week or so ago. I thought it was here to stay. So this cold snap's kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm definitely waiting for it to come back. I thought for sure all that cold stuff was gone as well, but once again, Mother Nature just had to throw us a curveball and brought us right back into it.
Now, is it just me or that? It seems like Memorial Day is like, it seems like it's a week early this year, but it's going to be kind of, it doesn't look like it's going to be too warm.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's supposed to be rather chilly around that time.
Yeah, that's usually the big camping weekend. I don't think too many people are going to want to get out in this kind of weather and camp. I usually spend it at the park, you know, outside with friends and stuff, playing volleyball and stuff, and cooking out and... I'm not sure they're going to do it this year, but I'm usually game to getting out as long as it's not raining.
Yeah, same here. I usually like sticking around outside instead of being cooped up inside all the time. It's a lot better being out doing something rather than being cooped up all day.
Yeah, as long as I get outside a couple of days, maybe sit around a campfire, I'll be happy. But anyways, man, I'm pulling into work now. It was good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. This is WRWR357.
And you as well. Have a good day. WSHW556, clear and monitoring.
Chuck, still in there.
Yeah, roger that. It's WSA 336. Go ahead, Dave.
WSOC 793 ID. Well, did you hear it? What'd you think of it?
Well, I guess they just highlighted the dog. I was expecting something different, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, same thing here, exactly. I expected something a little different. I gotta be honest. I mean, I gotta ask you. I gotta be honest. Did it seem like that radio announcer just wanted to hurry up and get the stuff over and get them out?
Yeah, I'm sure they have time restraints, you know. They're up against the clock. That's just typical. But, no, I thought you did an all right job, to be honest.
WFTU 844, I think they're both celebrities.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. It was just the announcer. I'm just nitpicking, but it seemed like the announcer would ask a question, and when Lori or the other lady or whoever started answering it, she would jump in with something else or interrupt. But you know, maybe like Chuck said, they're under. I realize that too. They're under a time restraint. They're trying to pack everything in under whatever it was, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're okay.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Dave. They're under, the next segment for something was at 20 after, so they had to get their things done. But I just wanted to get in there and say that I thought it was a cool segment, and I'll let you guys get back. You guys both have a great day. I got to get to work. WSCU 844. And I'll be monitoring for a little bit and then turn it off to work.
844, I totally agree with you. Mike sounded better on there than he did on his own radio. He did a great job.
Yeah, I agree with Sherman, and I agree with you. He did sound better on the radio than he does on his own. They did a great job, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing them. I'm not even criticizing the announcer, really. Now that you set me straight on that, I forgot that, yeah, they do have a time restraint there. So it went good. It was pretty good. They're heroes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Everything sounded good, and I wouldn't feel bad if I was you. I get it. I get what you're saying. It did sound like she was pushing, but, you know, when you're up against the clock, it is what it is.
Did they say what kind of dog it was, WSCU 844?
Yeah, I thought they said, but... something like a short-haired gray or something. I didn't really catch it.
I sort of caught it. They described the dog. They didn't say what kind. I don't think they said what breed, but red hair and some stripes and something on her and things like that.
I'm going to have to ask them when they come back on the air here, but, Lori, she usually has her volume is very low, but you can hear her voice better on the radio than you can hear out here.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they said something about posting a video, so you could probably go check that out.
I agree on the Lori bit. When she's out here, her voice is really low, like she's not close enough to the mic or something. Her voice sounded different on the on the broadcast, though. Her voice did sound different.
Yeah, she sounded like a professional, but so did Mike. They both sound like they could be disc jockeys.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to get out of here so I can get to work. So you both have a great day, and good chatting with you guys. And we'll talk at you later. WSCU 844.
That's exactly what I thought, because he sounds different, just like Lori. It sounded different over the broadcast. Well, you know, professional microphones and audio mixing and all that other stuff they have, you don't have on the radio here. But, they did a great job. They're heroes, man. In my book, they're heroes.
Have a good day, 844. Yeah, you know, I think she's new to it, and I think she was doing the same thing I was doing. And I was talking to Jack, and he said, you got to speak into the microphone, Roger.
Sorry, Dave, I doubled you. You have a good one, guys. I will talk at you later. WSU 844, I'm gone.
All right, Sherman, you have yourself a good day. We'll talk to you on the other side, my friend. Speak on your WSOZ 793 for ID. Yeah, when she first started, Chuck, when Lori first started talking out there, I was the first one to talk to her, and she was all messed up, and I told her, I said, you got to hold the radio to the antenna straight up and down. Don't let it tilt outward or anything. And when she did that, that's when she was coming in okay. Like we said, her voice is low, you know, on the radio. I don't know if she's not close enough to the mic or not. And when I keyed up, when Sherman keyed up, I was saying, Mike, when he finally let him talk, I was thinking to myself, wow, man, he's got a deep voice. He could be a DJ. both sound different over the broadcast. You know, you've got professional microphones and audio mixing and all the other stuff, you know, where you don't have that on these, okay?
Yep, copy that. But I really think she is making that error where she's not speaking. Like, I used to do the same thing. I spoke in the center of the radio instead of at the top. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. Well, I don't know what... She's on a handheld, I know that. But I don't know what handheld, because the Baofeng's like mine. The microphone is, like, in the front, down to the left. Below the menu buttons or something. Not below the menu buttons. There's a pair of buttons that you can go from VFO to channel. Right next to the speaker, to the left of the bottom of the speaker there, okay?
Yeah, copy that.
But Mike said that that day that I met the two, because I met Mike the same time I met Lori. Mike told me that Lori's going to get her own numbers. She wants to be able to, she likes to talk, and she wants to get out here and talk to people and stuff. It's cool. But, like I said, though, you know, I talk to her and everything and stuff, but I never told her to choke up on the mic or anything, because I'm not sure, you know, if she's talking towards the bottom of the radio and the mic's on top, well, you know, all that works out when you're on a handheld.
Hey, sorry, man. I was dealing with my mom here. I'm going to have to get out, Dave. This is WSA-336, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, all right, Chuck, no problem, man. Go take care of her, man. Do the right thing. Good talking to you. I just wanted to get your opinion. I didn't know we were going to go into another tirade. I just wanted to get your opinion, what you thought. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ-793, and I'm monitoring.
No problem. No worries, man. I just ignored you on that last one. Not ignored you, but I was paying attention to what she was doing. So anyway, we'll jack at you later. WSA-836, clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. Good morning, Jimmy. WSFZ-793. No contact, 432.
This is WSIH-305 looking to connect with WSID-817.
Lori, it's Mike. I went home with your phone in my pocket.
Shame on you.
Yeah, that's what I just realized. So, if you get a chance, I don't know if you could bring it back later, maybe?
Yeah, it'll be around noon or something. I'll bring it back in a few hours. I got a meeting at 9 that'll go for an hour, and then I'll bring it back. Yeah, you said that you're going to be at the shelter, so I'll bring it back around noon, give or take a half hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm going to turn off the walkie now and leave it in the car. So this is WSIH-305 signing off.
Hey, Lori, Mike, WSTU-844. I just want to commend you guys on your radio segment. It was awesome. Thank you, guys. WSTU-844.
Thank you, 844. That means a lot, and thank you for tuning in.
Of course. What kind of dog was it?
can never be sure what kind of dog they're, but she looks like a pretty much all pit bull to me, and definitely 110% good girl.
Roger that. All right, I'll let you two get back and enjoy your day. We'll talk at you again. This is WSTU 844, and we're clear.
Yeah, before you guys go, WSOZ 793 here. Yeah, you guys did great, man. I commend you. It sounded really good. I listened in on it there, okay?
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Copy all that. Thanks for the kind words, and thanks for tuning in. And I got a meeting that starts in a minute, but I'll be back on around 11 or so. So take care, and hope you guys have a fantastic day. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, Mike, like I said, it sounded great. It was wonderful. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WSOZ 793.
WSOZ 793, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Hey, did you get that radio taken care of?
You talking about the new DD20?
Yeah.
I'm on the new DD20 now, yep.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounded really good, clean, full quieting. I just wanted to know if you took and had it taken care of there, okay?
Sir, yes, sir. All up and running and programmed and all that good stuff. So, yep, definitely. For sure.
All right, that's more or less what I wanted to ask you. I just wanted to find out if you had it straightened out. Like I said, it sounds great. And I don't talk to you the rest of the day yet until today. I'm going to go back to monitoring. And I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793 monitor at the ear.
Roger that. Sounds good, Dave. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring mobile.
993 is WSAA 336. Did you catch that broadcast?
Negative, unfortunately, I did not. I would have liked to, but I did not. I was tied up on something, so I wasn't able to do that, unfortunately. But I don't know if it's been recorded or if there's a repeat on it or anything like that. But if I have access to be able to, you know, listen to it or whatever, you know, if it can be repeated, then I would watch it for sure, listen to it.
Yeah, copy. They said that they were going to post it. I didn't catch where, but you'll probably be able to talk to Mike about that later. I guess he's got a meeting to go to now, but he said he'd be back on at 11. I'm going to try to catch up with him then. WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. We'll be clear and monitoring also. WSBM 993 mobile, Saginaw County, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, what'd I miss?
Morning, Greg. WSOZ 793. WSID 817, Mike, and WSIH Lori. WSIH 305 Lori. They are on the radio broadcast 96.1, I think, I believe. They had a dog on the radio, you know, for adoption.
Oh, okay, Roger on that. Very cool. Okay, just wondering what I missed there. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Yeah, Roger that. It was a good broadcast, too. They did a great job. Mike's at a meeting right now. He'll be out by 11, and Lori shut down, so... yeah, that goes. Anyway, good morning time to you again, and
and we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
This is WSIH 305. Looking to connect with WHID 817. I just wanted to let you know we got a break here at the shelter, so I'm just going to run to you and get my phone. That way you don't have to come back here.
Wait for you.
I'm going to talk to 817. I don't want to walk in and disturb you if you're in a meeting.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County. WRPB 448. Good morning, Chad. How are you? I'm pretty good there, Kirk, down in Groveland Township. How's it going down there, my friend? WSBM 993, we got rain over here in Saginaw. Kind of a light misty deal going on over here. Not windy. Looks pretty out. Not sunny. Over. Roger that. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is here too. About the same as your description there on the weather for sure. Pretty much the same. Definitely. But yeah, definitely hope all's going well your way, and always good talking to you and hearing from you, my friend. Thanks for reaching out this morning. Just out doing some driving and taking care of some stuff and running some errands and taking my friend a few places that she needs to go. So that's pretty much about it on this end. But yeah, so thanks for reaching out, and we'll definitely talk again soon there. WSBM 993 mobile, monitoring and clear after your final.
Yeah, roger that. It sounds like a busy day for you. I wish you safe travels, and hope all goes well. On our end over here, it's a good day to, do a bit of inside spring cleaning. This is WRPV 448, and I am clear and monitoring. Have a good day.
WSGH 922, WSGH 922, this is WSID 817, is Greg listening? Alright, no answer from station 922, I will be monitoring in between meetings and whatnot. This is WSID 817.
817, this is WSAA 336. Got a copy?
Yeah, copy that, Chuck. How are you doing today? Go ahead.
Real good, Mike. At the risk of making your head swell, you did a great job this morning.
I really appreciate that. That's only the second time I've ever been on the radio, so
Yeah, I mean, everybody's so nice, and just kind of that dog, Charlotte, yeah, she needs to get out. So just trying to raise awareness, and for anybody that's listening, adopt, don't shop.
Yeah, we're animal lovers, too. We took in 6 kittens and raised them, and then we couldn't let them go, you know what I mean? We got kind of attached to little critters after them.
Yeah, copy that. I've fostered before, I foster fail every single time, nearly every single time. There's only one time that I fostered a dog and I didn't adopt it afterwards. And that was just because it didn't like my dogs. But I was looking for Greg to see if, because I think I know he's a ham, but I think he does shortwave as well. I'm looking at base stations, and I'm probably going to put in a purchase in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then, so I had some questions. You wouldn't happen to know anything about short band, would you?
Negative. I just got into GMRS not long ago. I've had it for 2 years, but I've been on it for, you know, maybe, I don't know, 8 months or something, but... No, I don't know anything about that side of the radio.
Yeah, copy that. I'm still learning, too. I just got my technician's ticket, I think it was last week. And as I read more about short band, I'm pretty sure that I have to get my general ticket in order to operate fully on 10-meter band. Looks like there's only one 10-meter repeater in Michigan, which is 80 miles away. It's in Ann Arbor. And I had a question about what kind of radio I'd have to use to reach that far, but I'm looking at a couple of different models, and I don't know how far, like what the range is.
Yeah, I believe that is a separate deal altogether. I was kind of contemplating that the other day. I went on one of those, you know, study guides came up, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll take a look at that, but just for the technician to, you know, but I don't know, right now I'm just going to stick with this, and kind of got my hands full with my mom, so, but I don't know, maybe eventually I'll do that, but hey, congratulations on punching yours.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I would encourage anyone to get on that ham study website and go through the technician's questions. Those ones aren't too tough. I went through maybe two or three or six of the general questions the other day, and I got a little bit discouraged because it's mostly about general safety practices and radio law, which, of course, I have no idea about, so I'm going to have to study for at least, you know, 2 or 3 days to get the general figured out.
Yeah, I've got an interest in radios, but like I said, right now I just don't have the time. I can barely get this one on once a day or twice a day. Today's the first time I've been on basically all day in a month, probably. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, copy that. I'm a pretty busy fella too, but I'm always sitting at my desk, and I like to have something. I like to have a little bit of noise that's not too distracting, and it's I like that the voices are familiar on here. So, but yeah, I'm getting into learning more about ham. I want to get my call sign out there a little bit more, and I'm on the 70-centimeter, I can't reach any of the 70-centimeter ham radios at this time, because they're all over 10 miles away, but there are some 2-meter repeaters in Saginaw that I do monitor, but I'm thinking about getting into short band. but the equipment starts getting real expensive when you look at short band. So I don't know how much I want to dump into this hobby, but I think it would be a good idea to have a base station. Something like 50 or 60 watts would be good.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there that know all about that kind of stuff. I've talked to a couple guys that kind of helped me, you know, like Jack and them. When I was first getting to the GMRS, I really had, I think Greg helped me out a lot about, like, where to find, like, the map for the GMRS towers and stuff. But, I'm just pretty new to this, too, so I can't help you much on that, but... I just, talk to those guys. They'll work it through.
Yeah, I'll keep calling out to them. I gotta keep working on my channel list, and I am figuring out the DMR thing. So that's one thing. But maybe I'll get a base station in the near future. I don't know, but I like using the HTs personally, but I get the appeal with the base stations. They're definitely, they probably come in a lot more clear.
Yeah, that I would agree with you 100%. There's got to be more power, but then you got to have more tower too, you know. I'm just going to stick with the GMRS for now, and maybe later in the future I'll get into something different, I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I think I'm going to get back to reading and maybe run a couple of studies. I got a meeting at 11 and another one at 2, I think. So I'll be on the monitoring side for now. So I'll wish you a fantastic day, and I hope everything goes good for you. Maybe we'll talk later or tomorrow. But, it's always a pleasure, Chuck. So I'll go back to monitoring. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, Mike, good chatting with you, too. Have a great day, and I'll be monitoring. This is WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
817, Mike, WSMC 793.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? I think you must have heard us over on the stream there. How'd we do?
You guys were fantastic. Commend you for it. And you guys, you and Lori both sounded good. You sound different on the broadcast than you do over your DMRS, man. You got on the radio, man, your voice is deep enough, you could be a DJ. But you guys did a great job, wonderful job, with a short span that, you know, the short amount of time that they can only allow you. You guys did great. What is it about shortwave you want to know?
All right, I guess I have, like, two main questions. The shortwave, I believe it uses a different antenna than the standard dual band for the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter. If I wanted to get into 10 meter, I'd have to use a different setup or a different antenna in order to receive the 10 meter and transmit on the 10 meter. And so I guess I have three questions now. So the first question is, do I have to swap antennas, or can I just use a dual band antenna to try and reach a 10 meter, which seems like a silly question to me. But my guess is that I have to swap antennas, switching between 10 meter and dual band. And then the other question is that if the repeater is 80 miles away from me, would I be able to hit it with a 60 watt radio? And then I can't remember the third question, so maybe you can just get started on those ones for now.
Yeah, roger that. 10 meters is a bit iffy. 10 meters, mostly depends on propagation. Any CB antenna will go 10 meters. Most good CB antennas will go up into 10 meters. CB's in 11 meter, and 10 meter and 11 meter are so close together you can actually tune it. If it's a good CB antenna, you can tune it up for 10 meters. The higher up you are, the better you are. It's not like TMRS or nothing. You have to, the higher up you are, the better you get out. 60 watts at 80 miles, I don't think it's going to do it. It won't do it. You probably have to run a grand or better. But then again, it all depends on the antenna. If you run a beam antenna or if you run just a straight up and down, you know, straight vertical ground plane there, Roger.
All right, that answers my questions perfectly. And I'm pretty sure that I need my general in order to even use the full 10 meters because my technicians won't let me, I think they only give you like half a kilohertz or something in range, like you can use the very bottom of the band. But in order to use the full range and repeaters, you need to have your general license. That was my third question. But it's all kind of moot now because I don't think I'm going to get into the 10 meter because it's just not very feasible. I don't want to spend a ton of money just to talk on the one Ann Arbor repeater, so probably not going to happen. I'll just stick to 70 meter and 2 meter.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I'm not all that familiar about repeaters on 10 meter, but I know 10 meter. You know, you have the, it's mostly simplex up the sideband. 10 meters, most of it is upper sideband mode, and there is some FM, some people too running FM on 10 meter also. And also, if you're lucky, you might find a few AM, a few of them running AM, but the AM ones are kind of rare. Mostly you find upper sideband and FM, but 10 meters is a pretty dead band to me, at least. You know, unless you're talking to your neighbor. But some days, man, when the propagation's right, you got signals coming in on upper sideband from England and Netherlands and everywhere. You know, on a good day, you can talk to other countries. Hell, on 60 watts, if that's what you want. Usually the mainstream is 100. And then you work your way up, you know, you want to get a bigger amplifier. I don't know what the power limitation is on 10 meter. I think your license covers 28.4. That's what 10 meter, well, 10 meter starts at 28 megahertz. But I think low band is 28.4 up to 28.6 or something, I think is what you can cover there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I wouldn't even be able to use this repeater without, I'm pretty sure anyway, wouldn't be able to use it without my general, which I do plan to get, just for funsies, I suppose. So, I don't know, I'll keep it in mind, but I'm gonna keep poking around at different base stations, and I'll get something, just on the dual band. Because I want something that's going to be powerful enough to hit the repeater and BERT from my house, which is like 11 or so miles away. I can get it with with my little 5 watt, but man, is it real difficult to dial in.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, in that case, you know, antenna position is everything. Antenna placement is important. 11 miles ain't nothing. I'm hitting the repeaters I'm talking on are about that far from me, and I have an antenna on a cookie sheet behind me here on the table. It's antenna placement's important. I noticed that up here. If I take my handheld and sit and talk on it, and I'm hitting Mount Clemens, everything's cool. But if I so much as turn to the right or turn to the left, that's it. It starts fading out and cutting out. So you have to just experiment with what's the best spot to set your antenna there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. I don't have a sweet spot necessarily as of yet. I'm just kind of, I'm transmitting from inside the house at the moment, and I've got a halfway decent antenna on this radio. But then I've got another set of radios out in the garage that I talk outside on. And, yeah, I don't know. It's, you know, these HTs seem to work just fine for the certain repeaters I'm listening to, but trying to reach a bit further. I'm like in between the BERT and the Frankenmuth repeaters. One's 11 miles away, the other one's 12, and I'm looking for something a little bit more powerful so I don't have to stand in a certain spot and try to hold extra still and all that stuff. I don't know. I want to be heard clearly, and I don't know. I'm going to see what I can do about that. I'm going to keep shopping around.
Yeah, roger that. Well, what's the output power on your handheld?
I think these are all 5-watt radios. I've got a Redivis RT86A. I'm pretty sure that's 5-watt. I've got a Baofeng UV9G. I'm pretty sure that's a 5-watt. And a Baofeng UV5R Plus. That thing's a little 5-watt radio. It's tiny. And then I'm working on my DMR, which is also a 5-watt radio. So I've got all 5-watt radios, and so in order to reach a bit further, I think I'm going to step it up to a base station eventually.
Yeah, roger that. Well, advice-wise, if you're looking for a higher-powered handheld, I'd look at the UV5RM valve things. That's what I have here. And they're supposed to be rated at 10 watts, high power. And I bought a SWR power meter not too long ago, and I ran them through it. I got 9.5 watts on the high side with a dummy load, through a one-to-one dummy load. I showed 5 watts on low. No, wait, where am I at? 1 watt on low, 5 watts medium, and then 9.5, 9.7, somewhere, almost 10 watts. So if you look at handheld-wise for a little bit more power, you know, the UV5RM is what you'd look for. If you're looking for something to run as a base, if you have a 12-volt power supply, you can't go wrong with the DB20. Radio Ivy DB20, half the people out here run DB20s, including me, and They just beautiful radios. There, go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I pulled it up now. Yeah, you can pick up a 5RM for $50 or so, which I may or may not do. And it looks like it's a tri-band radio, so it hits the 200 ranges, and that's pretty neat. I don't know if there's any quarter. I think that's quarter meter something. I think it's quarter meter, or quarter band is what that's called. I haven't checked for any repeaters on that band. Is that something worth looking into?
Well, I'm not sure of that, on the quarter meter, if that's what you're calling it. I'm not familiar there. But if you're looking at the 5RM, unless the tariffs hit or something, now, you get up on Amazon, you can buy a pair of them for $29 or something. You can get a pair of them there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. All right. Yeah, I'm shopping around. We'll see. Maybe the 5RM will hit the 70 centimeter bands easier for me. I'm trying not to spend all my money on just HTs when maybe a base station might serve me better, but, you know, I'll look into this 5RM because I got another buddy that's getting into GMRS, and he might want something like this, too.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I tell you what, I love mine. It's what I started with. started in GMR with us with the, I bought a Nagoya antenna for it, and it was like night and day from the stock antenna that came with it to this Nagoya. I mean, I can hit the repeaters, I can hit Mount Clemens, I mean, you know, like I said, the repeater's probably about 11 miles away from me, maybe a little less. I hit them with no problem with it. There's a couple private repeaters that are further away from me that are not linked that I take friends up on to talk, you know, so we don't tie up the network. And it hits it fine. It hits it great. And it's a beautiful radio. I mean, I've dropped it a couple times and everything and nothing. It still runs, you know, didn't break. Nothing broke off of it or nothing. Everything still works.
That's cool. Most of these radios, they might survive a drop or two. I did drop my UV5R one time, and it seemed to survive the fall. Yeah, all right. What else? I don't think I have anything else to report to, you know, to ask you or anything like that. So I've got a meeting that starts in a couple minutes, so I'm gonna throw my headphones on and turn my radios down. But, yeah, I'll be back on and around noon or so. If it's not raining, I might take my dogs for a walk. So yeah, I'll be monitoring later on. This is nice talking to you again, Dave. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. Anything I can help you with, just ask. If I don't know anything about it, I'll tell you. I don't pretend to be a know-it-all. If I know something about what you need to know, then I can help you. But I just wanted to tell you, you guys sounded great on the radio. You did a good job, and I commend you for that. It was really cool. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. Have yourself a good one until the next time we talk. WSSV 793, and I'm monitoring. I'll see you later.
SPM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSID 817 monitoring again.
And WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the bridge.
Station 544, Bob, how are you doing today? It's good to hear your voice. This is WSID 817.
Top of the afternoon to you, sir. All systems go here at the old LZ, roger.
Copy that loud and clear, yeah. Yeah, everything's good here, too. I've had a very busy morning, but, you know, I'm taking a lunch break right now, and I want to listen and talk on the radio with see who's out there. And yeah, I just wanted to wish you a good day, and I'm going to keep monitoring, but you have a fantastic day. This is WSID 817, back to 544.
Do the same, sir. See you up anytime. Always a pleasure to have you in the sea. Keep doing what you're doing down there and be safe. I'm sure you'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSEU 202 monitoring.
WSHW-556 monitoring.
Afternoon, 556, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while. How's it been going?
Any better if I deal with a lot of storm cleanup still going on here at the old homestead. All systems go, and hope to get the base station here and then back up and running, the tire and the cable rerun again there. So, and currently we're on the HP, so probably you haven't heard us around for a while.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there's still a bit of storm cleanup, especially after how bad it came through. And you're sounding pretty decent, a little staticky in the background, kind of hard to make out from time to time, but I could hear you.
Roger that, thank you. We'll have that rectified. As I said, I'm just on the old HP here, so yeah, we'll get that rectified here this week and get everything back up and running as it was. All systems go here. Everybody's healthy and upright, Roger, and hope you and yours are the same.
Well, I certainly hope everything all goes well for you. Hope to hear from you once you get everything back up and running. Like I said, aside from the static, you're coming in pretty decent. But I'm going to get back to work. It was nice hearing from you. You definitely be safe out there. Best of luck to you. WSHW-556, clear and monitoring.
556, you and yours do the same. Be safe. Keep doing what you're doing there. You sound good on the net. Enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy your weekend. WRGP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSEU 202, WRZP 544. To 544, and we're back quiet.
WRFX 966.
966, WSGH 922.
Good afternoon, 922. You been able to get a hold of, or get on the Detroit repeater yet today?
First time I've been on here all day. Why is it not working?
I'm not getting anything out of this. I'm down here by 9 and Ryan.
Okay, yeah, I'm up and working off the Flint repeater here.
I guess you couldn't hit it from there anyway. I was just curious. It's the repeater that I normally hang on because it's so close to my house, but all right. I'll give somebody a call a little bit later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Brian, right?
Yes, sir. I haven't been around much lately, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I was talking to Jack the other day, and I was telling him what I did for my past career and all that, and he was telling me you were in the automotive plants down there, and I used to handle Chrysler, so which one are you in?
I'm at the Chrysler Warren Stamping Plant. I'm a die maker down there at 9 and Mound.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I used to, rep the industrial hydraulics. I'm sure you've heard of Bosch Rexroth or Parker Hannifin. But we sold a lot of those die cushions and those Schuler presses and others.
Well, back when I was on the floor, I used to work with a... Now I just sit around and wait for them to bring me work, Roger.
Yep, understand that. Yeah, it's a good gig for sure.
Well, since I hired into Chrysler 30 years ago, I've never seen it this bad. 40 hours a week. At my plant, we're not fixing things. We're putting band-aids on them until they completely break, and then they wonder why. But plant manager doesn't want to spend any money. It's bad right now.
Yeah, you're not the only plant that's, it's like that all over the auto industry right now, for sure. Okay, Brian, I won't keep you there. I just thought I'd reach out. I thought I heard you, and that was you. But, yeah, good talking with you. We'll talk again. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Yeah, I'll definitely make the best of the dreary day. You know, my golf day got canceled, so I got nothing to do this evening. 73rd, have a good one. WRFX 966, stand by.
Brian, I took care of it. First I heard.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear you on the other fans, so I was going to go there next. Trying to get you. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I mean, I've been busy with other stuff, but just happened to hear you mention it. So, all right, later. WRUU 850.
WRFX 966, stand by.
WSHD 972, stand by.
WSGG772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
Station 772.
WIUG 488, WRFX 966.
Well, hello, 966. How you doing with this ugly day?
Well, I was supposed to go golfing this afternoon, but that got canceled because of this lovely day.
Yeah, what a lovely day. I just went outside, it's sprinkling like hell out there.
Yeah, well, I wore my nylon jacket with a hood, so when the guy offered me his umbrella for $50, I said I don't need it. Yeah, I just got home. Yucky, yucky day. Oh, well. I guess I'll have to do something inside the house to keep myself occupied.
Oh yeah, the only way you do that, you get on the radio like I do. Can't go outside. I just went outside, got the mail, and came back. It was sprinkling, and it's not that good. So I said, let me go inside and see what's happening out there. How's work today? A little bit tired?
Oh no, I got to sit around and listen to the morning brew this morning, and right at the end, they brought me something that lasted me about 5 minutes. Took me all of about 5 minutes to do it, so, yeah, that's all I did today. It was dreary in there, dreary outside, just dreary, dreary. Now I gotta decide, before Mama gets home in the next 20 minutes, whether I'm gonna do a round to it or a honeydew.
Oh, I know. Yeah, honeydew, do this and do that. I think so.
Yeah, well, the honeydew gets me brownie points with the wife, and the round to it's just something I put off, and I said I'd get around to it. So. Yeah, I don't know. I'll knock off one or two on that list and then goof off the rest of the day, I guess.
That is the best way to do it.
Yeah, I didn't hear you this morning either. They asked you what kind of juice you like.
No, I didn't go this morning. I got up a little bit late, and it was about 8:30. I said, wow. I know it was slow at the end, but I figured, no. And I was thinking, okay, tell them, tell them how much cranberry juice.
There was one other person that said that Amish cranberry juice. I don't know, next time I'm in Amish country, I might have to get me some.
Oh yeah, Brian, you go to Clare County, they got a big supermarket there. I don't know if you know it on that. We used to go there every, not every day, but every weekend we go up there, and we used to go there and buy some, you know, salts and pepper and all that, and they had it.
I think I was there once many years ago with my friend's mother and picked up a few things when we were on our way home from the lake swimming.
That road, they call it Collinville. Yeah, that's where we used to go. They got like a supermarket there. They also have propane. Their propane there really is very reasonable price. And that Collinville Street take you all the way to 127. You make a right turn, you go to Jay's. I don't know if you know where Jay's are or not. Jay's Sporting Goods.
Oh, I know where Jay's is. So does my wife, but she doesn't let me anywhere near there unless I have, something specific in mind. But she doesn't let me just go shopping at Jay's.
Yeah, I remember James back when it was just in a little shack inside a, right there inside of Claire.
Oh yeah, it was a small store and then made it bigger. And I'm talking about like, what's that, 23 years old, ago, you know what I'm saying? We used to go there all the time. We would go there to Jay's, and next to Jay's is the Army Surplus. Oh, my brother loved that. Every time he'd go there, he'd spend about $100.
Yeah, well, when I go in, the wife doesn't let me go to the gun counter, and she watches me very closely at other locations, but, I'm back, I'm about 9 miles from, about 9.5 miles from the Doherty Hotel there in town, right at the main intersection there. So, yeah, we go there regularly. Like I said, there's a little general store there in Lake. We go there for the odds and ends stuff. If we need, you know, just really do some shopping, then we'll go into Mount Pleasant. But, yeah, we try and keep it local up there. Let the little guys get our money.
Yeah, that is the best thing to do. That's what we used to do all the time. We'll spend money there. We bought a coffee machine there, and we bought some sugar and all that. We bought some sausage. You know, they had a good variety of sausage. Also, the Amish, we go to Amish, like, we bought their eggs there, and we bought, you know, all kinds of different stuff. And we used to, because we used to stay there for 3 days. There was, on that Fallenville, that street, we had 80 acres up there.
Yeah, well, I only own 10, and sister and brother got the 10 next door, so we got 20 to hunt and whatnot. And, you know, the guy in at the Lake General Store, he comes up with some really nice juicy steaks or some really thick-cut pork chops from time to time, and, oh, my God, we eat like kings. But, I haven't been to the Amish store there quite a little while, but maybe I'll go visit this weekend when I'm up there. I won't be at breakfast because I'll be up north for the holiday weekend, Roger.
Yeah, I probably won't be there either this Saturday. I'm going to go somewhere, probably drive to Flint for my burger, you know, a good burger there at Flint, and come back.
Yeah, well, we have our Landowners Association meeting this weekend, and I got to pay my dues and all that good stuff. So we go up there. Brother will come down from Traverse City. My sister will meet us up there, and we'll make a good weekend out of it, just family.
Anyhow, you get rid of those boxes out of the bottom of the trailer?
Well, I know for a fact that two of the kids got out, and I never did see Mama, but I didn't hear her either. I'm not sure about the third one. I think it might have snuck back in, but, you know, we'll find out for sure this coming weekend. Like I said, I got bricks to take and block them so they can't get underneath there no more.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. By the way, Brian, you're sounding good. Really, I don't know if you're on 675 or 625, but you're excellent with that little radio.
Yeah, I'm on 625. It's back up and running now.
I'm on the 675, and you got to wait about 3 seconds to hang up. I don't know why, but that's the way this repeater is.
Yeah, well, it works. Everything has its own little quirk, but it works. Yeah, I was hitting the
675 good today from my living room. And that Sean rebooted the 625 because when I got off work, it wasn't working. So now I'm on the 625.
Oh, I didn't know that it was not working. I really didn't know. I was back and forth here at the house and all that. Clean up, do this, do that, go outside in the garage, straighten a little bit, the garage a little bit. You know, when you plant cucumbers and tomatoes and all over the place.
Yeah, well, we got our mess cleaned up because we did the planting of the tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers, and that on Mother's Day. And she put some green onions in, Tuesday last week. So most of our, I think all of our planting is done now. And I got that all cleaned up in the garage, so. Yeah, like I said, I think it's an inside the house chore day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Gotta do that too. Outside in the backyard. So when you got a 2.5 lot, it's a big lot to do all that. And my weed whacker broke down on me. And every year I have to buy a new one because the old one doesn't start. So I said, wait a minute. I did half and the other half I couldn't do because it went down and never started again.
Well, that's why I went electric, because every other year I'd end up buying a new one because they wouldn't start, and it's almost as much to get a carburetor and do that kind of work as it is to buy a new one. So I bought the Milwaukee because I have Milwaukee tools, and I use my Milwaukee tool batteries on the weed whacker. And I now have the Milwaukee lawnmower as well. So, yep, I've converted my yard work to electric.
Tell you one thing, Milwaukee is the best tool out there. I haven't seen no other one. They say this and this and that. No, I won't buy nothing except Milwaukee. I bought the drill. And I bought that, you know, the drill with no end to it, you know, just go around. And another tools I bought too. And that's all I have is Milwaukee because I couldn't get that, you know, that yellow one. What, I forgot the name of them. I got rid of them all. I gave them away.
Well, I started that journey with a rigid quarter-inch impact and a drill, and I lost those in a truck fire. So then I bought Masterforce from Menards. Those stay up north now because they're okay. They're good enough, but I ended up buying the Milwaukee. Now I've got the hammer drill, I've got the regular drill, I've got the quarter-inch impact, I got a half-inch impact for working on the vehicles, circular saw, jigsaw. Yeah, I've got quite a few Milwaukee tools now, and they all work really well.
Oh yeah, I have those Milwaukee. That's 4 years. But what I'll do in the winter time, I take the battery inside. That way they work, and every year I use them.
Yeah, well, I got to get more battery storage racks. I got some mounted on the wall in the garage, and I got the plate downstairs so I can just bring them in and hang them on the wall in the basement back in the utility room. So they stay warm all winter long, so they don't get damaged. But, yep, definitely worth the money. Well, Jack, let me get out of here. I think I hear the wife pulling in.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. Take care. And have a good day. Whatever left out of it. WIUG for your days.
Stay dry, Jack, 73rd. WRFX 966, I'll be clear.
WSTI 432.
Station, go ahead. I believe it was 432.
That is correct. How's it going? WSTI 432.
Doing good. How about you? Are you on the handheld, by the way? Because you're fading out a little bit.
I'm on a handheld here on mobile right now. I'm probably 10 miles north of Bay City, but I'm connecting to the 550 repeater, but I am a long way from Mayville, so I don't know if there's another repeater around here.
Are you on Bay City right now, or you're on Shaggy? If you're on Shaggy now, you got to switch to 575 if you're on Shaggy now. But if you're in Bay City, yeah, the 550. But it's not that great, it's the 550 anyhow.
I thought Bay City was 625.
It could be. It's been a while, I have not been out there at all. Probably that's why it goes to 625. I don't know, let me see. No, I think it's 625. It's way over there and right in the thumb. And I don't know, the 550, I think you're on the 550.
550 is Mayville, 625 is Bay City. Bay City doesn't have a big footprint, but Mayville has a really good footprint, so he's more than likely on Mayville.
And it's not in the thumb. That's what Mabel is. Right there at the thumb. Anyhow. What is the name of that radio you got out there?
It's a Baofeng model GM21.
So you're on a handheld. UV-21, is that what you're saying?
Negative, it is Golf Mike 21.
Is it 20 watt or 40 watt or 50 watt?
Model number Golf Mike 21.
What is it? Is it like 10 watts, 15, 20, 40, or 50? Which one is it?
5 watts with a 771 antenna.
Those are handhelds. Well, you'd be all right with the handheld, but you just fade down a little bit because, you know, I would just... take that antenna a little bit outside from the window, and you'll be clear enough to reach the repeater.
Roger that. I'm in a work truck. I have a TB20 at the house and in my personal pickup truck. We've talked before. This is WSTI 432 out of Burton.
Jimmy. Hi, Greg.
That's affirmative.
What's going on, 432?
Haven't heard you out there in a while, Jimmy. How you doing?
Yes, DM993 mobile monitoring.
I just switched over to the Saginaw repeater. Am I coming in any better?
Hi, Greg.
Very good to be in a handheld.
Awesome. I appreciate the feedback there.
How you been, buddy? Haven't heard you in a while.
Not too bad. Been kind of busy doing things around the house, and I've been listening here and there, but there's really not too much talk going on.
You been studying at all?
Well, I took the test 2 different times and got a 40%, so, yeah, pretty much stuck at that.
Just keep at it, bud. You'll get it. I know if you don't have time dedicated to do that, it's tough, but just keep picking away at it. You'll get it.
Roger that, man. I appreciate all the info you gave me there about that website and all that.
Yeah, it keeps track of your progress, and, you know, it's a good tool for sure. All right, Jimmy, I'll let you go. WSTH 922 will be clear on your final.
All right, Greg, it's good talking with you. Jack, if you're still out there, it's good talking with you, too. This is WSGI 432, and I'll be monitoring.
Hey, good to you, and good to hear from you anyhow. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Take care, but you're sounding good now on that repeater. WIG 38.
WSGH-92, WSBM-993, copy.
Hey, Chad. What's going on?
Greg, just wanted to jump in there and say hello or whatnot. Heard you in there, so I'll just jump in and say hello. Hope your day is going well and hope all's going well out there. How's the weather? Is it rainy?
Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out, saying hello. Yeah, it's about the same where everywhere, I think, right now. It's a little gloomy today, for sure. Spitting rain and that.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, about the same here. Kind of a misty type rain is what it is over here. It's kind of like a mist. But, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, man, just wanted to jump in there and say hello real quick. That's about it. Well, let you get back to your business there, and we'll talk at you. But just wanted to jump in and say hi. So, WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
You got on that new DB20?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to tell you, too. That's the other reason I reached out. Yeah, I'm on the DB20 now, the new one, actually. Yep, I'm on the new one. Yep.
You try your microphone, your old microphone on the new unit?
Negative. I sent the other, I got another DB20 coming too as well. So I've got this DB20 and I got another one coming. So I kind of worked out, got a little lucky there with the replacement situation. So let's leave it at that.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. You're all set. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. WSGH-922 will be clear.
Sure, that sounds good, man. Good talking to you again, as always. You have yourself a great one. We'll do it again. And take care, WSBM-993.
WSGX-870 monitoring.
J 347.
WSDJ 7, 347. We'll be standing by.
Is that the guy out there on the Valley Road? 347?
Roger that.
Anyhow, how you doing? I haven't heard you out there anyhow. I just want to see how you doing.
Doing pretty good. Just hoping we had some better weather.
You're 100% about that weather. What ugly weather. I just went outside and sprinkling all day and can't get outside to do some work. I'll just go a little bit, you know, walk around at least a little bit. Can't even do that. You gotta come inside the house and get wet.
Yeah, roger that. Hopefully the next day or so it'll get a little better.
I hope so. At least maybe we can take a trip up north.
Yeah, I'd like to get up there. I ain't been up there in a while. I'd like to get back up there.
Yeah, if it's sunshine, I don't mind going up there, but no sunshine, you're going to get all muddy and all that stuff, and the trees probably all over the place, and that's how it is.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. Well, they said next week is supposed to get back into the 70s and stuff, 80s, so we'll have some sunshine.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Either way, on this side or the other side. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger that. You have a good one too, Jack. We'll talk to you later. WSDJ 347. We'll be monitoring the channel.
WSGG 772, Jack, you still there?
Yeah, station 772. You're cutting off a little bit. Why is that?
Just leaving my house, gonna go get a burger.
Oh, I see. So you just get off of work. I don't blame you. Go get something to eat. Roger.
Yeah, I heard you talking to that guy about he was going to go golfing. Well, apparently he doesn't know it never rains on the golf course, just lightning.
You know that. I thought it rained. Last time I was out there, it rained so hard. And I said, forget it. I ain't going back here no more.
As long as it ain't lightning, you can golf in the rain if you're a true golfer.
Yeah, you're right. So what are you? Are you driving or are you in the house?
No, I'm cruising. I'm coming up to West Utica Road in DeQuinder.
And how are you sounding better? What are you on, 625 or 675?
I'm on 675.
That's why I am on 675 too. It's a good repeater. Anyhow, they're all good repeaters anyhow. Except, you know, sometimes they act up a little bit. That's about it.
Yeah, I thought I heard John saying that he was going to put in a new repeater at the Macomb.
Yeah, that is a new repeater at Macomb. Yeah, they did that. Was last week, was.
Yeah, they did that last week, I think. But seems like the repeater doesn't want to let go when you let go of the hammer. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's got a little delay, about 3 seconds, till it hang up. I have the same thing here. But what are you going to do? You got to wait for it, that's all. Yeah, I just got to have a little patience. Yeah, I'm at DeQuinder and Auburn Road, heading up to Rochester Road. I see where you're at. Well, I don't know where you're going to be at. I like that fast food hamburger joint there at Meyer's. I can't remember the name of it, but they got really good burgers and fish sandwiches, and I heard their ice cream's really good there, too. Colville's? Affirmative, that's it. Culver's, yeah. I go there all the time. Man, they beat McDonald's and Burger King by far. You're 100% right. That's why I don't go to McDonald's there. I don't go to Burger King either. I just go to them. You know, I usually get their coupon too, but I haven't seen it in a couple of months. Buy one, get one free. And I go jump over there and get me a couple of them and come back. And I go there sometime at night. Yeah, I haven't received any of their coupons lately either. And the only other better burger than them is Shamrock in downtown Utica. Oh, yeah, let me know if you're going to go there at Shamrock. I know what that is. They have the best burger out there. We used to go there every weekend. Yeah, I'll let you know when I'm going there. I go there frequently. Those Shammy burgers, you can't beat a Shammy burger. Those people got everything fresh. Believe me. I always sit in the back and have a beer and get a burger with everything on and all that stuff. It's so delicious. I never forget. Yeah, I double up on the burger, double meat, double cheese, like a double quarter pounder McDonald's. Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. Oh, we used to go there and have a beer and all that, you know. And I haven't been there for 3 months yet. I have not been there at all. Well, we got to do a little rendezvous there and get some burgers soon. You know what? You're right. But the weather is not. I like to sit outside and eat my burger. You know what? We can go outside, go to the right and sit outside. That is the best spot right there. Oh, yeah. If this weather ever breaks, get a chamois and a patty. So you're going to be busy this weekend, or we're going to see you this weekend? Oh, that's negative. It's a holiday weekend. I'll be busy. And we're going on OT after the holiday. Yeah, I'm not going either. It's going to be very busy. So I'm not going to be gone there this Saturday either. Roger? Yeah, copy that. So hopefully the following Saturday I'll be up there. I ain't no plans for that Saturday. Yeah, no problem. No big deal. Not this week, next week, another week. No problem at all. All right. You take care. Drive safe till you get home, I guess. To the burger. WIUG 48. WSGG 772, mobile monitoring.
Anchors is WAC901.
Station 901 out there. Come on back. WIUG 48.
Yes, I am. How are you doing? I spoke to you about a week ago. I was calling from Belleville, and you suggested that I get a, try to pronounce it right. It was an antenna. I think it was the Roy antenna.
Station 901. Yeah, Nagoya 771G. When you get it, it's an Amazon for like $20. It's a good antenna. You hold your handheld straight up in the air, and you'll be perfect for that antenna. You sound not good, but you're sounding good now. It's just a little bit fade out.
Yeah, I did receive that antenna. I'm speaking on it now, and when I heard your voice, I just wanted to check in and see how I sounded, and thank you for your recommendation. It's raining, so I'm sitting in my car, and it seems like it's still working pretty good, even though I'm in the car.
Yeah, it's down for you. Keep it up that way. That way you'll talk to everybody out there. You're sounding good too, anyhow, with that antenna.
All right, well, thank you for, picking up and getting back with me. Like I said, I just wanted to thank you and see how the antenna's working out. I tried to use it earlier, but I didn't seem like I was hitting the repeater. I think it might have just been the weather.
Oh yeah, the weather too. But if you're in the car driving, what you do is open the window a little bit and let that antenna, that 772 antenna out there, let it go a little bit out from the car. It will sound a lot better when you're driving. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, I got the antenna sticking out a little bit out of the window right now. So it does seem to be working pretty good. I know on a different day with different weather, it might be even better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just find the hot spot. I don't know if you know what the hot spot means. No building around you or the trees. You know, if it's far away trees, it's fine, no problem. But you get out with that antenna, you'll be good enough to do that. We'll talk to you later. WIUG 48.
All right, appreciate your time. This is WFHD 901 final. And clear.
This is WSID 817. I'm shopping for radios on the internet, and I'm monitoring if anybody has opinions on what you think I should get. Love to hear them. I'm on the monitoring side, WSID 817.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSID 817, WSID 817, WSDM 993, copy. WSID 817, WSID 817, WSDM 993, copy. WSDM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring.
WSBQ 684, WSBQ 684 from WSGH 922. WSBQ 684. Station 684, station 684, WSGH 922. No copy on station 684, WSGH 922 is clear.
WSDM 993 back in the mobile and monitoring. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, WSBM 993.
WSBT 257 monitoring.
You're loud and clear out there, 257-848 in Tyrone Township, Twin.
Roger that, appreciate it, 848. Was the repeater down this morning? I wasn't able to camp on my other radio, but seems to be getting in fine now.
Yeah, copy that, I appreciate that comeback. Got a little static in there, but you sound good.
Roger. Yeah, not sure if it was down this morning or not, but maybe y'all hear some chatter later. Talk to you later. WACC 257, monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848, and on your final, and we're clear.
Yes, it was down.
Roger that, thank you, station, whoever you were, WCT 257 monitoring.
Yeah, I'll be RUU 850.
This is WSID 817, back to monitoring.
WSID 817, WSBM 993, copy.
Copy that, Chad. How are you doing today, man?
We're doing pretty good. Been busy day today. You haven't really been on too much either, have you, today?
It has been meeting after meeting after presentation after another. So I was on the radio as I was on WHNN this morning, and then I had work all day. I had to have my radios down, so I know I wasn't on today. But, yeah, I'm on now, ready to chit-chat. I'm not going to be doing much of anything else besides working and chit-chatting on the radio. This is WSID 817.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I was going to try to tune in today to 96.1 WHNN, but unfortunately I was pretty tied up and got busy there, so I wasn't able to do it. I wonder if there's any way to get a hold of that. Is it recorded anywhere or anything to watch it after the fact or no?
I don't think you can listen to the. Maybe you can. I don't know of it yet. I guess I can look into it. You can't listen to the transmission, but there. If you are on Facebook, you can go on Facebook and search for WHNN. And there's a Facebook Live post that's like a couple minutes long, and Station 305 and I are in it.
Roger that, WHNN Facebook there. Okay. Might check that out. How about your buddy there? What was his name, Ben? He's going to get his ticket for the GMRS, is he?
Yeah, I had the radio on in the background, and he's like, yeah, he was listening to you and Mr. Sherman speak, and he's like, yeah, this is pretty interesting. He's like, you can talk back to those guys? And I'm like, yeah, you can if you get a, if you get your call sign. And he's like, sign me up. So we came in here, we played video games and completely forgotten about the radio for a few hours. And, but yeah, I'm gonna get him signed up to get his call sign, for sure.
After that, that'd be great, that'd be awesome, man. The more the merrier, you know? More people to the GMRS radio community, that's awesome. But yeah, man, just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you real quick, get back to monitoring here. We're driving right now, maybe we'll talk with you a little while later or something, if you're still around, but let you go for now, and we'll talk at you. You take care, and always good talking to you, and we'll talk with you later on WSDM 993.
Copy that, Station 993, Mr. Chad. Yep, thanks for the well wishes, and you take care, drive safely, and I'll go back to the monitoring side. This is WSID 817. WRNW 329, Station 329, WRNW 329. Tim, are you out there listening? This is WSID 817. WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WRQE 419,
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSBQ 684, Station 684, WSGH 922. No copy on Station 684, WSGH 922, clear.
WSET 544 WQZJ 969, copy.
Well, what are we gonna do? No perfect radio.
And then you met the APX 8000.
I pressed the wrong push to talk. WRMG 940.
It happens.
I've never done that before.
You know, when it's all ham, it's one thing, but it's when you got work radios, you do it. It's like, don't.
I can imagine.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSHR 566 to WSEGU 844, you got your turn.
Hello, Kevin, WSGU 844, what's up?
Oh, nothing to expect, don't need, but I give you a call, see how you're doing.
Doing good, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I worked today, so it wasn't that busy today. We only had like a couple runs, so, and I work tomorrow, so hopefully I didn't get to drive the truck today. It probably won't be until Monday when I work, but no big deal.
Roger, Roger, posting service now.
Oh, I don't want service to July, to June 15th. The chief wants to get everybody through the driving and all that. For the trucks going service. They had it on today in Novi at the Michigan Chiefs Association show. It's kind of like an FDIC, but it's smaller. All the departments in Michigan, if they got new trucks or stuff, they bring them there, and they have vendors and stuff like that. So they went to pick it up today at 2 o'clock to bring it back.
Yeah, copy that. I forgot about that. I knew about that. Kelly wants to know if Tanya went swimming today in this beautiful weather we had. How's she doing?
Oh, yeah, she went out there. She went in and she come out real quick. She had icicles on her, but, yeah, she went in there. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's, as far as I know, she's doing all right. I think she's got a little bit of a cold coming on or something.
Copy that. I'll just tell her that Kelly was asking about her, and so am I. But, the birds, or the ducks, or penguins, whatever.
She just walked by me. She says, yeah, it hurt, so that means she's hurting.
Well, you better take care of her. Give her a back rub, or anything to make her feel better.
That will not happen.
Front row. Yeah, I went to that. I went to one of those those things at the suburban place, and now years ago or so. It was pretty cool. They had all the new trucks.
Yeah, I went there, I think it was 2012 I went there. Randolph Mantooth was there from Emergency, and I got to meet him, and I got a picture with him. I think I sent that to you.
I've seen it somewhere. Well, that's cool. Well, it'd be nice if they have it on the weekend, but now they probably do it just because, so they don't get that much of a crowd, and just who's supposed to be there, I guess.
Yeah, I'll copy that. I guess in September, I think it's called Fantasticon, or whatever it's called. Ponce and John are going to be there signing from Chip. They're going to be signing autographs.
Oh, cool. Where's that going to be at? At the suburban place?
No, somewhere in Rochester Hills or something. I forget the name of the place, but yeah, I saw it the other day on it popped up on my Facebook page. So I don't know, I might go. I'm thinking about going maybe.
You'll go.
That sounds good. Oh, what was the time you saying?
I said he'll go. Matter of fact, last year, I found out late that they were up at the car show up in Marysville, and they had police cars there, and they were up there signing autographs, but usually you'll see that stuff, you know, advertised. I'm surprised Box 42 didn't have it on their site, but I found out late, and there was hardly anybody there, I was told, getting autographs.
I think I remember about the show up in Marysville.
Oh, see, Tanya said, yeah, so don't worry, Kevin will go.
Is she going to kick you out of the house?
I will. Yeah, she said she doesn't want to go, but she said she will, so.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, if you remind me, then maybe I'll go too. And I'll drag Kelly along.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Kelly will go the other way.
That's cool. Too bad they didn't have it wasn't a thing where like where they had matchbox cars and stuff like that, but it's just they'll probably have like action figures and stuff like that, Star Wars and all that, but I just wanna go there. And I don't know how much it is to get in. I'll have to go on there and look again. Yeah, I'll let you know. I think it's definitely on a weekend. I think it's the 27th and the 28th of September.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the muster up in Frankenmuth, maybe we'll get together and go up there together if you'd like.
Yeah, copy that. I'm hoping my friend Jeff will have his truck up there, and I know she might. My friend, you know Dave Watts, don't you? The guy that has all the fire trucks?
I know Dave.
Yeah, I became sort of friends with him. He bought that Ghost Point Woods Seagrave fire truck from him. I forget what year it is, but he bought it. And the year that he got it, he brought it up to the fire muster. And I went up by myself because I didn't have anybody to go with. I think Tony wasn't feeling good or something. And I went up there, and he let me drive on the truck with him, and I went in the parade with him, and then I came back, and I hung around a little bit, and then I took off.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I went with, I think it was either Dave or that guy that was from New Haven that passed away about 5 years ago that had the yellow fire truck.
Yeah, he was friends. I forget his name though, but he was friends with Jeff. And matter of fact, he helped Jeff with the yellow truck? Yes, he helped, yeah.
He died?
Yeah. He helped Jeff with
N51. Yeah, his name is Tom, and his wife's name is Gail.
Yep, you're right. That's their name, because I'll see her up at the fire muster here. I mean, she doesn't really know who we are, but yeah, when I'm with Jeff or whatever, she you know, then it clicks with her. But yeah, like I said, I haven't asked Jeff yet. I didn't tell you, Jeff is on New Haven. New Haven hired one full-time guy. He works 3 days a week, 24-hour shifts up there now.
That's cool. I didn't know that. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I found out is when we had that mutual aid for Ray Township, New Haven's here, and I look up and I said, what the heck are you doing here? He's got fire thing on, and, you know, I wasn't expecting it, you know?
Copy that. Now, hold on a minute. I've got to, I had to let the dog outside, and I'm going to bring her back inside.
Affirmative.
All right, buddy. We're going to get dinner ready here, so I'm going to let you go. And
okay.
Kelly says goodbye.
And yeah, we'll chit chat later or sometime tomorrow. So you guys enjoy your night, and good talking to you both. And maybe chat after later or tomorrow for sure. So I'll be clear after final, WSGU 844. Have a good night.
Yeah, you and Kelly have a good night, Sherman. I'll probably shut the radio off for tonight. Probably put my G4 on, I don't know. But yeah, you guys have a good night and talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566 clear.
Roger, roger. Have a safe day tomorrow. WSGU 844.
WSIG 817, mobile and monitoring.
Over. WSBM 993, WABC 959. You got it on, Chad?
Station 544.
Copy. WRZ 544, go ahead, Jack.
Well, good evening, Bob. How you doing today with that ugly weather out there?
Hey, again, your last transmission here, Jack. I missed it.
I said, how you doing today with that ugly weather outside?
It okay. It's got a bunch of spring cleaning done inside, and the sunshine came out about an hour and a half here a little while ago, and then it's gone again. But all in all, a pretty dreary day, Roger.
Roger, Bob. Yeah, you're right about that. There's no sunshine here. Nothing but sprinkling, raining all day with no sunshine at all.
Roger that. I checked the weather there on the weather radar app here, and I saw that. Here, but definitely some sunshine either. But like I said, we got quite a bit accomplished here today still.
So did you do any planning this week?
Well, everything's going to go in Monday. We still got a low of 34 coming up here, so I just want to make sure there's no more frost, Roger.
Yes, Bob, I don't blame you at all. Well, here about 50 degrees at night, 52, 50, 48, which is not bad. It doesn't hurt the plant.
That. Now, I got everything ready to go. Garden's been weeded. Raised beds have all been taken care of. So it's ready to be planted. Like I said, probably Monday, everything will grow in the ground there. Tomato plants, beans, squash, cucumbers, the beans. Pretty much all 9 yards, Roger.
That's good, Bob. I'm glad to hear you out there. I didn't bother yesterday. I was on that Yaesu 710 all day. The 40 meter is jumping. That's all you can hear, 40 meter. 10 meter, I only heard one person out there and 20 meters by 3 people out there.
Roger that. I've been jumping in and out the radio room there and copying some mail as well there. All right, my friend, as always, you have a good evening, and we'll let the band fly here, and we'll probably talk later to see you guys. Be safe, my friend. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear you out there. You take care, and hey, have a good evening. We'll talk again all tomorrow. WRZP 488.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
This is WRTP 347, monitoring.
WRWS 538, mobile and monitoring. WSDM 993, mobile, monitoring. WSID 817, WSID 817, WSDM 993, copy.
Copy that, station 993, this is WSID 817, what's going on?
Yeah, I went on to Facebook, WHNN 96.1 FM, Facebook page. I did see a video on there of a dog named Charlotte, and I seen a video on there, and there were two girls in the video, but I did not see you in the video. Was that the one?
I forgot. I must not have been in the video. I was holding the camera for that about half the time, but. Yeah, station 305 was definitely in there, Lori. Yes, we were promoting Charlotte this morning.
There were two girls in there, one with kind of like dark black hair, and then another girl, I didn't really get a look at her hair, but...
Yeah, Lori's the one with dark hair, so... Yeah, cool, I'm glad you looked that up, and got to see the dog that we, took on the radio this morning. That's cool. So what else is up? Oh man, it's starting to get late already. What have you had a busy day? What you been up to, man?
Been on the road since about 6:30 a.m. Still on the road. Getting ready to wind down for the night here, probably about the next hour. Back up again at 6 a.m. and back on the road again at about 6:30 a.m. Doing it all over again.
Copy that. You're a madman for driving so much. But, yeah, I've been, I worked pretty much all day on this Converge project, this battery swelling issue. I built the new Docker container. I don't know how technologically into technology you are, but I had to build a new container today, a new Red Hat 9 container with some new network drivers today. So that was on my plate.
That is a container. What's the name of it?
It has to do with work, and it would require a bit of explanation, but essentially a Docker container is like it's almost like a virtual environment in which you can pretend to or emulate a different operating system than what is on the main host.
Roger that. It's nothing like it's not like a robot or like robotics or anything like that, is it?
No robotics this time. This has to do with servers and the environment in which we run applications on those servers. But you know, it's something. I don't know. Yeah, if you're not familiar, then you're not familiar, but that's all right. But I guess I'll wish you a good night. It's a little after 9. I'm still working on my code plug for my DMR. Still trying to figure it out. I did figure out what zones are, and there's different address books you have to have and everything. It's very, I'm trying to be as complete as possible on this, so taking some time.
I'll do that. All right, Mike. Well, good talking with you again, my friend. We'll definitely do it again. But you have yourself a good rest of your evening, and we'll probably talk at you maybe tomorrow or something. You take care. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. And you get some good rest tonight so you can be back up at it again tomorrow again. Do it all over, right? But anyways, you take care, my friend. Have yourself a blessed evening. It's been a pleasure. And this will be WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
I copy that, Chad. Take care. This is WSID 817.
817, WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
How you doing, Bob? We're listening to the radio again. So thanks for calling me out. What's up?
First of all, good evening. I've been copying the mail with dogs. Not sure if you're aware. I'm 100% disabled veteran, and I have a service dog here from Mission 6. They're an organization here in Michigan that provides service dogs to disabled veterans. Keep your ears out for us. We're typically looking for German Shepherds, purebred. Again, preference is female, but we'll take what we can get in the 1 to 2 year range. Apparently more veterans than we do dogs, but we hope to rectify that situation as we speak, Roger.
Copy that, Bob. Yeah, I can keep my ear to the ground when it comes to the German Shepherds. We've got one, or I think maybe two German Shepherds, but they're probably not as young as you need them to be. But we do run into like people that will breed them and will eventually have them taken away for one reason or another. And sometimes they can be young, and sometimes they come in big groups. So we, you know, maybe something will come in. I'll keep you in mind and reach out if we ever have a bunch of German Shepherd puppies.
Appreciate it. Very much appreciated. Feel free to look them up on the net and on our Facebook, Mission 6. As I said, they're a nonprofit here in Michigan. I've been heavily involved since I received my service dog 3 years ago. And I currently assist in training and dogs. Again, up to Great Western. It's always good to hear your conversation. We'll let you go for the evening. WREDT 544. The Boise County, Bob, clear and monitor on your final. You have a great evening, sir.
Copy that, Bob. Have a fantastic evening. I found the web page, so I'm gonna read through this and see what this is all about. But yeah, thanks. I'll go back to monitoring again, and it's good to hear you. Good to get the call out. Excuse me. You take care, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This is WSID 817.
Copy out there, copy.
Station, you have a call sign, WSBM 993.
Chip, yeah, copy, over.
I have a copy, do you have a call sign, WSBM 993?
Evidently not. Good call, sir, WRGP 544.
WRXD 901, WSDY 438.
WC2, W61, air radio check, over.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, I have you. Lima Charlie, sir.
WSII, W1, sir, 864, 971, over. WS-221, stop. Did you got a copy? Sis, my blue, copy. Sis, copy. WS-221. WSII 721, that's WSII 722, copy. Sue, you got a copy to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, they are working. We can't see a certain range. They won't work within vicinity of each other, apparently.
Oh, this thing's really loud. I gotta turn down the volume.
Yeah, we're on a repeater now, too. It's not on just a normal channel, so this should work from here to work.
Yeah, this could work really good.
Ooh. I thought I did it right here. We gotta play with it for the privacy channels and stuff like that, but, yeah, we're on a repeater now. It's in Detroit, too, with like a 35-mile radius.
We can hear you up in Mount Pleasant, too.
Copy that.
Dad, I can hear you. Looks like it's...
You probably got to be, the more out in the open you are, the better it'll read for you. Did you hear the guys talking? He's in Mount Pleasant right now?
Yeah, I heard that guy talking.
That's sweet. Okay, I'm going to play with the privacy channels tomorrow. I think I just changed the receiving channel. I'm not positive yet. I'm going to play with it tomorrow. But at least we're on the repeater and running now.
Things are sick. USDM 993, the station out there. Do you have a call sign?
WS2721.
WSDM 993.
Now he's at me. 438.
Welcome to the MIA Network there, gentlemen, and good to hear you got your youngin' online there, sir. Have a good evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bud.
Copy that loud and clear. You too, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Copy.
SIA 776 monitoring.
WSIE 375, testing your radio, anyone copy?
Yep.
WSIE 375, anyone copy? Testing a new radio.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Thank you, from Macomb County.
Roger that. I'm your name is Charlie. Enjoy your evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Player monitoring on your final.
WSIE 375, new license holder. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Best, sir, and welcome to the MIA Network. Enjoy. You're sounding good. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP. Thank you.